It only took 3 months, but the WGA has reached a tentative agreement with their own staff. Now, the WGA is the Writers Guild of America, the big Hollywood union, and their own staff members have been on strike against them as they are working out a deal with the studios. Mm-hmm. So now, after 3 months, they're finally settling with their own employees.
The WGA got themselves a deal, and now they're going to finally settle the strike with their staff union.
Yeah, isn't that convenient?
Yeah, well, I expected it. It's really crappy. I mean, before they had to deal with their own agreement, you know, celebrities and stuff, you know, other writers and things were out there walking with them, you know, because they thought that wasn't fair because the people that cut their checks and stuff, you know, make sure they get paid. But then I think that when it kept dragging on, they were getting a little annoyed.
Do you think these people will stand by them if there's another strike?
Don't know.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, you know what? You left us hang. You figure it out. You figure it out and get back.
Well, some people did go and you know, with them, but the WG West or whatever, they wouldn't negotiate. They were too busy worrying about themselves. Now, the people that were part of the union that paid the union dues that were writers, some of them were there with them. But I know some of them were making digs, too, when it was, it's taking too long. It looks bad for us.
Yeah,
it might hurt us now.
It might hurt us now. So let's talk about this. This is just, it blows my mind. I mean, this whole situation is like, you cannot make this up. It's like, okay, so these guys are going to, you know, try to work out a deal with the Hollywood studios, try to avoid another strike, and then they can't even take care of their own people. It's like, why should anyone listen to you? But they also took the deal pretty quick. Everybody took the deal quick this time because I think they know that there might not be many more deals.
Mm-hmm.
The way
I think they don't want to drag it out. Both WGA and SAG-AFTRA, they really were interested in insurance, money for their insurance plans. And they both got a bunch of money for their insurance plans. And that was their pressing problem right now. So they think they agreed to the 4 years instead of three just to get that money.
So let's talk about this before we get into it any further. Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, you'll get woohoo if you do.
Woohoo.
This is Neon. I am here with Geeky Sparkles.
Hello.
And this is Clownfish TV. And if you want more Clownfish TV, go out to more.clownfishtv.com. That's more.clownfishtv.com. And for less than the cost of a single super chat, you can get all kinds of bonus content, bonus videos you will not find on YouTube. So thank you very much to the Reefers for helping support the channel. This comes from IndieWire. WGA West staff reaches tentative agreement on new contract with its own union after 3 months on strike. The Writers Guild staff union touted raises of 12% over the next 3 years and provisions and layoff procedures. This is the Writers Guild Staff Union, which is backed by the Pacific Northwest Staff Union, announced that it had reached a tentative agreement that would give staff members a minimum 4% salary increase to retroactive to January of this year, as well as additional raises of 4% in August of 2026 and again in August of 2027. It also secured seniority provisions for layoffs and a no-strike clause that both parties agree protects concerted activity. Interesting. A ratification vote will be held in the coming days. The bargaining committee is enthusiastically recommending our members vote yes.
Yeah, you don't want to be off for 3 more months.
I mean, Hollywood could not afford another strike this time around. I mean, so many people have lost their jobs because the entire industry contracted. Once ratified, the WGSU strike will end and Writers Guild staff will return to doing what we do best, defending the writers' hard-fought gains and helping them build collective power. So now we're going to help them go on strike. It's like strikeception. Staffers within the WGA West have been on strike since February, all while WGA leadership was negotiating its own new contract with the film and TV studios. The labor battle resulted in the cancellation of the in-person WGA West Awards ceremony, and things had gotten ugly between the two parties, with the WGA West leadership as recently as late April accusing WGSU members of violence and intimidation amid picketing at the guild's headquarters.
Okay, well, I didn't hear that one before, but they were accusing the WGA of stuff too, of deliberately stalling out the agreement. Now, I do have, like, they said the 12% raises over 3 years term, as well as increased salary floor from $43,000 a year to $57,000 a year, along with other job protections. And it said, after nearly 3 months of strength, unity, and resolve, WGSU members were able to secure seniority provisions and layoffs with no strike clause for both parties, according to the staff union in the statement. They don't really have much else about it. Like, they were going after vacation time and things like that. They didn't say anything else about those things, but they said it was going to raise the floor for the pay.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's good that they got it, but it's just, it's so weird to see a union within a union going on strike.
I think they're getting paid only $43,000 to start in California.
In California, in LA, that's terrible. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's not good. Mm-mm. But yeah, I don't know. This is kind of a wild thing. I want to read about this.
What was the intimidation? I missed this.
That's what's interesting. This came from Deadline. This was about a week ago. We missed a lot, guys, because we were sick. So WGA West notifies writers of final offer to staff union in blistering email accusing them of violence and intimidation.
Okay. What was it, violence and intimidation? Meanwhile, they were picketing outside of AmpTip, and the guild still crossed the line to go in to negotiate their deal. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Where's the violence in?
I don't know. It says it has been apparent for some time the Guild and WPWSU and WGSU have been in an impasse in bargaining. Well, they already got that worked out. The proposal on the table comes after extensive efforts to reach agreements over 21 bargaining sessions.
Okay, yeah, but what was the violence?
That's what I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to figure out where this violence is. Per the union, that includes blocking writers' access to the SAG-AFTRA building where AmpTip talks are being held.
Yeah, that's what I just said. They picketed outside the building where the talks are being held. That's what they're considering violence?
And spreading misinformation about the guild's actions. The guild also accuses some WGSU members of actions that it says have crossed the line to personal intimidation and physical violence with
the
union. Staff union strikers have targeted the executive director, Ellen Stutzman, showing up at her home in groups and over multiple days in a row.
Yeah, no, that's not cool.
Returning up to 5 times a day. Most of these actions are unprotected under federal labor law. Some are illegal. And the attempted intimidation of the guild's executive director at her home is absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah, no, that's not cool.
Oh, that is interesting.
But there's
no
disciplinary action. What do the comments say on this?
I don't know. That's nuts. You shouldn't show up at somebody's house like that.
No, that's too far.
Nama says WGA is such a villain. It's crazy. Nama says applesauce is evil too. Nama says just going to drop this here because I'm sick of hearing it from people who are either lying or ignorant of the truth. Regarding the healthcare, no, the WGA did not take it from them mid-strike. The staffers are covered by the Producers Writers Guild of America health plan. So this is somebody obviously from the WGA. Concerned member, the 31 hours a week is not a long-standing rule. They're basically fighting with each other in the comments.
I don't know, but it's funny. But yeah, though going to their house, no, that's a big no-no. Like, that's too far. I mean, I get you want it to be resolved because, you know, 3 months, and it is frustrating to see them going and get themselves another deal for themselves while they're not even, you know, they were accusing the WGA of not bargaining in good faith.
Yeah.
And while they're not bargaining with them in good faith, they were going to get themselves another deal. And they're probably waiting to see what they got, to see what they could offer the staff union, is my guess. But yeah, going to the house is not, no.
No, this is kind of crazy, but we'll see. We'll see how long those people actually last now they got their deal, because that'd be like first chance to get, fire them.
That's probably what they're going to try to do.
You show up at my house, you threaten me.
Yeah, that's too far. So those people are probably going to be, you know, they're asking for it there. But supposedly they have a deal worked out. They have to vote on it. They're recommending their people, you know, ratify it and agree to it. So hopefully that ends those things. Now, I think the directors still have to work out their deal with AmpTip now. And then I think that they've got them all, for those ones at least, they're all done then.
Yeah, and they're taking longer deals, and they're not asking for the moon like they were last time. Because one of the things last time was they wanted royalties on streaming shows, and it turned out that only like a dozen streaming shows made enough to dole out royalties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's really hard to determine. It's not like that's gonna be easy for them to hide money. You know what I mean? Like if they you have to prove it, like the viewership. How do you translate viewership and subscribers to money? You know what I mean? There's obviously a way to translate it, but I'm just saying, like, if you have, it's like so much money per subscriber, you count to that show, but there's how many shows? I always wondered how that breaks down, because you're not going to have much money per person per show, where like if it's a movie, you have a ticket sold, that's easy to track.
Right, right. But I don't know. That's their problem, right?
That is their problem. But apparently it's done in such a way that the Hollywood math is math, and that they don't have to pay out people royalties.
Yeah, that is always the case. That is always the case. So let's wrap this one up. Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. We'll talk later.
Bye.